Pascal. Last home game of the year. Must be nice to get a win in front of the home crowd.
Yeah. Playing in front of those people is special when there's a bigger crowd and it's held like that. It's like a relationship with those people. It's with the fans. It's we feel their presence. That's for sure. We feel the crowd, and it certainly helps the players. And we want to give back as well. We want to work hard, and we want to make them proud.
Shots were 18-9 in the first period. Looks like the Moose were kind of running away with the game. Of course, it didn't turn out that way. It ended up being a close game.
Yeah, well, that's why we play at 60 minutes. It's, getting the lead early in the game, a 1-0, 2-0 lead early in the game, it's that's what you want to achieve, but it's a 60-minute game, so you got to deal with it. And we did a good job to the bench. The bench was pretty confident. It was we had a good bench tonight, so we felt quite comfortable that we would maintain the lead, or even if they scored, the mindset was right.
Two of your new guys, Jansen Harkins and Michael Spacek. One, Harkins playing the wing and Spacek down the middle. I think we see Jansen Harkins playing down the middle.
We'll see. We know he can play there, but it's certainly an advantage for a player to be able to play at both positions. So for now, we're going to leave him there, but it's not impossible.
Kyle Connor, clean house with the awards tonight. What do you say about his overall season for the Moose?
Well, when he first came up, or first came here to Winnipeg, we could see the raw talent, the speed, the quickness. But he had to adjust his game to the pro level. And he started with the Jets. And then he came down with us. And for him to adjust the way he did and to evolve into the player he is today is quite amazing. He's a very intelligent guy. But and the skills that he has is we all see that he can do things on the ice in his own way, but what he does really well is he can self-evaluate himself after a game, and he knows what he needs to improve, and he works on those things. So that's a real gift that he has, to be able to evaluate yourself the proper way so you can fix what needs to improve, then that's probably what he does the best. So he's going to be good for a long time.
Speaking of Connor's skill, think about 13 minutes left in the third. He made a play that I don't know how many players in the AHL can make. He cut to the middle, and it was a one-on-two. He made something out of nothing. How many guys can do that at this level?
Not many. Not many. And that's the type of things that special players can do on the ice. They see what others don't see, and he saw something there, and he used his speed and his skills. And it's hockey sense. It's offensive hockey sense, and he's got that. He's got those reads. He's got a good stick. He's and he can take advantage of just a one weak moment on the ice to find a hole and try to create some offense. So it's reading, understanding the game, reading the game. It's hockey sense, and because he studies so much about his own game and about the game itself. For those players, it seems like sometimes the game is slowing down. They just read what's going on. So, and you combine that with the skills that he has and the speed, and you see magic moments like that.
Nelson Noje played 10 games with the Jets. He has come down to play out the string with the Moose. What did you see from his game tonight, and how much growth have you seen over the time he's been gone from the Moose?
Well, Nelson can skate, and he's a big body. He's a pretty reliable defenseman. He's hardworking in the practices. So he comes at this level and to play pro, you need to make some adjustments. And I would say it's probably a little bit more difficult as a defenseman to adjust to the pro level. And for him to do what he's done this year, to grow into that kind of player and be able to play at the NHL level and to do it and to be effective doing it. It's a pretty big achievement in this case. So confidence, learning the game, working hard, and having and being able to use the people around him. So Nelson does that really well. He learns from other people, and you know, and then you see the results. You know, 9 months ago he was a guy coming out of junior. Now he looks like a pro.
Two games left coming up this week in Cleveland to end out the year. On the injury front, we've seen players like Lemieux, Peluso, Howden, who are clearly out for the year. Stojkovic and Kozmichuk didn't play tonight. Is there anybody else that's shut down for the year, injury-wise?
No. And it's a combination, too, of having more people around. We want to see Arkins. We want to see Spacek. We want to see different people. So, no, it's not. It was a one game.